Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care, and I'm also the author of Welcome to Long-Term Care Books 1, and Book 2 is officially out, so I'm excited about that. And if this is your first time tuning in, I want to say thank you and welcome, and I hope you will continue to join and listen. Definitely email me if you have any topics that you would like me to discuss. I have received several requests to talk about staffing. Unfortunately, we are still in a staffing crisis. Why? Because travel nursing and just the general agency right now is in high demand. All right, nurses, we have always been in high demand, but right now facilities are fighting for our services. The hard part about that is if you have contracts with agencies or different, you know, staffing firms, and their staff isn't even reliable, that's the hard part. Okay, because now you have made a signed a new contract with a new staffing firm or a private contract nurse, and now they aren't even reliable. So now you have no resource at all, you know, and that is what I wanted to talk about today. Because whether you're looking for CNAs, LPNs, or RNs, what do you do? We have facilities that have bare minimum staff right now because of the staffing shortage. We have a lot of nurses that are doing travel nursing right now because the wage difference, okay? They're opting to take the more wage and travel to certain facilities rather than, you know, stay employed at one main facility. So what I want to suggest is if you are the DON at that facility, whatever you can do to retain your staff, you know, you really have to make sure that you're doing. Right now, we're about to step into Nurses Week. Super excited. So I hope that y'all have taken care of your nurses, especially after everything that they have done during this this last year. You know, everyone was overworked, underpaid, you know, working with in challenging situations. So I'm really, really hope that all of my nurses are being taken care of. All the essential workers in general are just being taken care of during Nurses Week. And then, of course, you know, you still have Nursing Home Week, but I really want to make sure that the nurses get recognized for what they do, that the CNAs, when they have their CNA week, I believe it's in June, that they get recognized also. And that, you know, we really pour into them because we have overcame so much, as well as we have lost so much. So there's no greater way than showing your staff that you value them through appreciation and, you know, just going above and beyond for all the hard work that they have done. I know that was a little sidetracked from the staffing, but it's all part of retention, right? Staff stay places where they feel appreciated. They stay places where they feel they have value. They stay places where they feel a sense of security and that their voices can be heard. That is where you keep your staff. Now, don't get me wrong. You have staff that have been at places 10, 20, 30 years, and they stay there because, you know, they enjoy the residence. They may not like, might not adapt well to change. And then you have to think, when you have those employees who have been there for years, if they were to resign and go to another place, they will be starting all over from a seniority level, from a vacation level, you know, from a salary level. Okay, so all of that experience that they might have had at that one facility, you'd say they might have been there for 10 years, 15 years, all of that vacation time, you know, they will have to start fresh from all of, you know, that high wage that they now have because of being at a facility for so long. You know, they now will have to start all over. So when you have those staff members that have that longevity, that is the reason why they're there. And I've talked to many, and it's like I said, oh, wow, so have you seen a lot for those who, you know, are still at some facilities and who have been there for years? And they said, yes, I'm not going to leave because I have so much vested into this company. I have like 5-6 weeks of vacation. And this is coming from CNAs, from the floor staff, okay, from the nurses. You know, yeah, I have X amount of, you know, I make X amount of dollars. I have X amount of vacation time. You know, so that is what keeps them there. All right. And when you have staff, when you're on a constant revolving door of your staff coming in and out, they don't have time vested. So it's easier for them to walk away and go down the street and make $2 more an hour because, one, they don't have a lot of amount of vacation. Their benefits might not have kicked in. All right. I was talking to one nurse and she was at a facility for a year and didn't accumulate any type of vacation time. She had to be there for a year. Like that's, you know, that's a lot, you know. And, you know, when you're now, when you're trying to get these new hires, start looking at your overall structure of what your facility can offer new hires. Does your company offer tuition reimbursement? These are the things that nurses are looking for when they are going to seek employment. They're looking for, you know, if they have any type of tuition reimbursement, when does the benefit start? When does, you know, the vacation and sick time, how much time do they get? And of course, the salary, you know, is important also. And now, since there's such a high turnover, nurses and CNAs, they're looking at the reviews. So if you go on Indeed and, you know, facilities have like reviews on what staff would have said, you know, I'm finding out that now staff members are looking at the reviews on how a facility structure is and how, you know, the staff are being treated and why are the reason that they're leaving and what our families are saying about facilities. So that is also something that is affecting your retention or even getting new hires. So look into all of that when you are trying to get your new hires to onboard. Okay. What is it that you can set apart that you can offer your new employee that makes them want to choose you rather than the facility down the street? Okay, a lot of, like I said, a lot of facilities, there are so many facilities that are in agency, but guess what? They don't have a choice. But then when their agency staff aren't even showing up, it puts them at even more disadvantage because now they don't even have their own staff to staff the facility. However, now they don't even have a agency staff that is pulling through. And when you have those contracts with those companies, those new, you know, agencies and their staff call off, then you need to, you know, either cut ties or be very, very specific in, you know, what it is that they are going to be offering you. All right. It is unacceptable to have a agency staff member return back to the facility and work when you don't even allow your own staff to do more than 2 no calls, no shows. So I know you're in dire need, but you still need to be clear and firm on what the expectations is for anybody that steps foot in your facility. So if you have an agency staff and they are constantly late, they're constantly calling out, then you need to do away with either that agency or tell that agency staff member that they are a do not return, a DNR, because they are not meeting the needs of your facility, period. Okay, and then once you set the tone and we'll tell and, you know, put it out there that, listen, although we need your services, we still have expectations. Until you set those expectations and are clear and concrete in what you are demanding from these agencies, then their staff will continue to do what they do. Why? Because somebody else needs them. So that it's fine for them to not show up at your facility because somebody down the street is still going to take them anyway. All right. But we got to wean out. Agency is great. We have some great agencies out there. We have great travel nurses that are out there. I myself do travel nursing. I love what I do, and I don't do, I still go into the facilities and give 100+% because I still want that facility to have a good outcome. Okay. So set the expectations and be firm about what it is that you are wanting from these staffing firms. Don't just sign that contract and just be like, okay, bring me your person. No, bring your person in, give them a little bit of orientation, take them on a tour of your facility, you know, show them where your policies are. Of course, you know, I'm always speaking policies and procedures. Anybody that comes into your facility, they're not going to know everything, but they need to be able to have resources available on anything that they need. Okay, so it's not just about putting somebody into your facility and then throwing them to the wolves. No, because you still want this person. If they do well, you want them to come back. Okay, so, and, you know, any type of staff that you get in your facility, you still want them to be successful. All right, because we have some staff who do agency who say, oh, no, I'm not going back to that facility because of XYZ for whatever reasons, whether it wasn't a warm, inviting place, whether they didn't get any type of introduction, whether the presentation of the facility, whether the staff, how they were treated, you know, so it goes both ways, you know, so just make sure that y'all both have good communication skills when you are dealing with one another, with those staffing firms, and welcome those who come into your facility who are trying to help you. But again, stay firm on the expectations. And if the facility, the staffing firm aren't meeting your needs, then either do away with the staffing firm or do a DNR with that the agency staff member. Because what you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you have a poor outcome because of the member that they provided. Okay, so that is what I wanted to talk about with staffing today. Just another update. So I was originally starting the DON University. I found out that I couldn't use that name, so I had to change it to, I think I called it the DON in Training Program. So I am still working on that. This is the month of Ramadan, so I'm not eating or drinking right now. So it's hard for me to talk through these long sessions. So that's why I haven't really did any other PowerPoints right now, because it takes a lot of talking, and I'm not drinking anything right now. So be on the lookout for that. I'm super excited. Of course, visit my website and join my membership program. The membership program gives you access to all of my content that I put out, all of my videos. They give you discounts for the DON and training program. That is a separate business structure. And you also get the yearly free planner that I put out every year. So I'm putting out a new one this because it comes out in July, and it will be going on my website so that you can actually start pre-ordering it if you're not a member. If you become a member, then you will be receiving that once you once the planner is available. Okay, so I'm excited about that, because in the membership program, we're going to be doing live sessions. We'll be able to help one another. What I'm looking forward to the most is about us networking. You know, we can become so successful if we're, you know, networking. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. So if we can just bounce things off of each other, that's going to be another very useful tool. I'm also working on the DON nursing retreat for next year. So that is another exciting thing I'm doing. I'm super excited about that. And now I also just became the vice president for Pennsylvania Director of Nursing Association, and another thing that I'm excited about. So as you can see, Welcome to Long-Term Care has been busy, and this is only the beginning, and it is going to be a great journey. I would hate for you to miss out on it, so definitely spread the word. Again, I want to say Happy Nurses Week. And please appreciate your nurses, and to all my DONs, I so appreciate you. I appreciate all your hard work going in and above beyond for your residents and your staff. I always say we are in the most overworked, underpaid position. You know, we work 80 hours, we get paid for 40 hours. So I understand. I've been in your shoes. You know, we don't have all the answers in the beginning, but with the help of resources and you know, you reach out to me, I will do my best to help you as best as I can. If you are a PA facility, definitely follow me. Let's get our buildings to 5-star facilities. And I'm only saying Pennsylvania because that's the chapter that I'm covering is Pennsylvania. But I've always said all of our residents deserve to get the best quality care, period. I don't care where you are, who you are. All of our residents deserve to get nothing but the best. And how do they get the best is by us continue to learn and to grow and develop into the amazing leaders that I know we can be. Okay, so that is all I wanted to discuss today, guys. Sorry, I know my voice sounds super dry. I'm super thirsty right now. But I hope you all have a wonderful day and I will talk to you soon. Don't forget to visit the website, welcometolongtermcare.com, and sign up for the membership and pre-order the next year's planner. Have a wonderful day, guys.